Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Monday, February 4th, 2013. Israeli troops arrest three Palestinian lawmakers and hand out demolition orders during morning invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers kidnapped 21 Palestinians, including three legislators, in several districts in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian sources reported that soldiers kidnapped in the central West Bank city of Ramallah legislator Ahmed Attoun, a Jerusalem legislator who was forcibly exiled to Ramallah, in addition to legislator Hatim Kafisha from the southern West Bank city of Hebron and legislator Muhammad Attal from Al-Dhahriya town nearby. According to the Palestinian parliament, with the three lawmakers arrested today, Israel now detained 15 Palestinian MPs, some like Kafisha were elected while they were being held by the Israeli military. Also on Monday, the Israeli army invaded the town of Anata near the occupied East Jerusalem and handed out 20 demolition orders to homes, shops and a wedding hall, as well as a farm owned by a local farmer. Residents said that the army gave them until February 19th to object to the demolition orders issued by the Israeli Jerusalem municipality. The structures the army wants to demolish are located 150 meters away from the Israeli wall, built on lands originally taken from local farmers and close to the nearby illegal Israeli settlement of Pisgat Ze'ev. In other news, two Palestinian fighters of Al-Quds Brigades, the arm wing of the Islamic Jihad, have been injured during clashes that took place over the weekend with members of Al-Qassam Brigades of Hamas and members of Hamas-run security forces of the Interior Ministry in Gaza. Eyewitnesses reported that members of Al-Quds Brigades established training area in the former Israeli settlement of Netzarim, south of Gaza City, and clashed with security forces and members of Al-Qassam Brigades who tried to remove them. The clashes were relatively brief. The two wounded Palestinians suffered moderate injuries, local medics reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, February 4th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.